Be bold. Be brave. Be extraordinary. Be vulnerable. Be real. Be curious. Be true. Be you. Welcome to Trusting Your Gut with world-class energy intuitive Catherine McIntosh, a show designed to awaken you to enjoy the process of evolving. Have fun along the way and learn to listen to those silent in-between moments. You are the expert of your own life, and nobody knows more about the next steps to take in your journey than you. So please, listen to your gut and discover what's waiting for you to explore. Here is your host, Catherine McIntosh.
All right, my magical friends. So welcome to today's show. Today we're going to be talking about the power of your thoughts. Oh my goodness, how do I get those notifications? Hopefully it won't go. So the power of your thoughts. And, you know, I find this so fascinating. I'm sort of obsessed with how we better, like, how we can be a better version of ourselves. And so often when we're faced with adversity, or we're faced with anxiety or depression or grief, or we're going through a challenging time, and I don't know about you, but these last several months have been quite the adventure of the insanity of what it means to be in a physical body on this planet at this time. And so one of the things that I always look at is, like, you know, when we look to change something, we often look at what we need to do. What action do we need to take? You know, how do we need to do different? Because we think that doing different will be the catalyst into creating the change we're looking for. And so oftentimes we go looking for, okay, what's wrong? And what's wrong, you know, I was teaching a class yesterday. I'm now at Aspen in O2, an awesome studio in Aspen. And I've been blessed to start teaching this somatic awakening. And it's these somatic movements that allow you to reset and rebalance your nervous system. And in the process of resetting your nervous system, you can rewire your neurotransmitters. Once your neurotransmitters are rewiring, you start to see things differently. When you see things differently, you start to think differently. When you think differently, you start to see things differently. You get new ideas and new inspirations. And so often what we're doing to try to impact or effect change is we go, what do I need to do? Right? What do I need to do different? And what I'm fascinated by is, what do we need to be that's different? And here's the interesting thing. So it's always challenging for me to sometimes talk on a radio show when there's a really big concept I want to communicate, because I get like hundreds of thoughts in all at once. And so sometimes I do go off on tangents. My apologies. I'm going to try and sort of do this overarching theme. And so one of the things that we're doing, we're like, okay, what do I need to do different, instead of what do I need to be different? And so most of us, when we go looking for a solution, right, we first try to identify the problem. And here's my sort of perspective on this, is that the problem we think is the problem is almost never the problem. If we identify the problem, and this is true in my private practice, this is true in my group coaching, is that when we identify the problem, if it truly is the problem begins to change, to lighten up, to go away. And so in this quest to, what do I need to be different? We're like, oh, let me try this on, or let me try this on. And so let me give you an example of what I mean. And what I really truly believe is the sort of challenge for each of us at this time on this planet right now is to strip away all the old identities or the identities that we're comfortable with, the sort of essence of being that we're comfortable with. So whether it's I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a homemaker, I'm a business owner, you know, I'm a cheerleader, I'm a soccer player, I'm, you know, a radio show host. Like we tend to offer the identity of who we think we are based on what we do. But what if the identity of who you are is based on this essence that no one else on the planet has? And when we begin to sort of strip away the false senses of security, of safety, of identity, of description, of labels, then we really get to this natural essence of who we are. So I'm going to give you an example of something that happened to me years ago when I was first starting out in this particular version of my business. I've been an entrepreneur for most of my life, and I've been able to help other entrepreneurs grow their businesses to six figures, to seven figures. And it's really cool. So when I was first starting out, I was so naive and I was so enthusiastic because I realized that I could get paid doing what I love while also seeing people transform. I'm obsessed with transformation. I'm obsessed with the mystical and the mythical and becoming the best version of ourselves. And so I used to do it from a place of let's get rid of the problem. And now I sort of look at how do we activate the energies that will expand your growth, expand your living, invite more joy. Because at the end of the day, it isn't always about material possessions. Those things can be fun, but it's are you living your authentic self in the process of creating your life? Right? Are you living your authentic self in the process of creating your life? And that authentic self changes as you change, transforms as you transform. And so I'm beginning in this space and I all of a sudden have this brilliant light bulb idea, which I talk about in previous episodes. And I, you know, started and created this concept called the no judgment diet. And it was, for me, quite evolutionary because I had spent my life, 20 years plus, really insecure of my body, having body dysmorphia, thinking I was fat and ugly. I struggled with my relationship with food. I struggled with my self-image to the point where I would cancel, not show up at weddings. I missed planes because of it. I would spend weeks in my house, locked in my house, not wanting to go to the grocery store. If I did go to the grocery store, it was past midnight in a hoodie so no one would see me. I mean, it was really like it ruled my life. And when my son was 2 months old, I had a light bulb moment looking at myself in the mirror, trying on my skinny jeans, which was not the smartest choice at that time, but I was feeling good and optimistic about life. And because a pair of pants did not fit my body, it took me down this downward spiral that almost took me out. Luckily, it led to an inspirational moment that led to sort of a movement to help people realize, and I've been doing this for 12, 15 years, this concept of the no judgment diet. And people like are like, oh, and now it's becoming a phenomenon, right? And so this concept was, oh my gosh, what if it's not about the food? What if it's not about the exercise? What if it's not about the size of my jeans or the size of my thighs or the circumference of my waist? What if this is about what I'm thinking? And so this light bulb moment led me down a personal journey of going on what I called a year-long no judgment diet. And in that year-long no judgment diet, I wasn't allowed to judge myself. So I had to change my thoughts, the power of my thoughts, right? I had to change my identity from one of every time I look in the mirror, I'm going to find something to judge, to I'm going to force myself to create a new pattern. And every time I look in the mirror, I'm going to force myself to find something I can be grateful for. And in the beginning, it was not easy because I couldn't look at the in the mirror and go, oh, I'm so grateful for my legs, because those were that was the biggest part of my body that I judged. And instead, what I would do is look in the mirror and go, oh my gosh, these legs have climbed mountains all over the world. These legs have walked thousands of miles all over the planet. They've climbed volcanoes. They've seen the world. They've been in the jungles of South America, pyramids of Egypt. Like I have had a really amazing, adventurous life. And so when I realized that the gratitude I could have for myself, changing the power of my thoughts, right? Changing the power of my perspective. So shifting what I look at, then things could start to change. And in a very short amount of time, my life started to get better and better and better. My business changed. I started I went from making nothing to making, I think my first month I made like $10,755. I think my second month I made like $17,350. Like the amount of change that started to occur in my life, because instead of obsessing over something that I couldn't change because I thought I was focused on the problem that was the problem, but I had to shift my focus to realize what I was trying to change would never change. And so I had to change the way I went about it. And so when I started this business, I was just enthusiastic, like a giddy little kid in a candy store or on a playground or at a museum or at a theme park. And I just started sharing with people. And I remember the first video I did to invite people into my 30-day program was a lip-syncing video. At the time, I had really short platinum bleach blonde hair. I loved Annie Lennox. She was my inspiration for going platinum blonde and actually shaving my head. And I started just lip syncing, right? And I had like a towel on, so you could only see like from my chest up, and it looked like I was kind of naked, right? And we invited people into this concept of getting rid of the judgments to transform your body. Didn't think anything of it. And so as I was just enthusiastically being me, the excitement, the joy, the gratitude, the disbelief. And it was like, I wanted people to know that if I could go through a radical transformation just by changing one thing in my consciousness, then I wanted all the women of the world who were also struggling with that same thing, no matter what size, there are women in size zero that still don't like their bodies or like their lives. And I wanted to wake the women of the world up and give them a different perspective. And so my business grew really quickly, right? I made over $100,000. I think it was like $109,000 in the first 10 months of business. And then I decided that because I was experiencing some success, I needed to go to an expert to tell me how to expand and grow my business. So I started to stop being Catherine, stop being enthusiastic. I started to take it seriously. I started changing the way I promoted and invited. And guess what? All of a sudden, what was working in my business stopped working. And although my business grew to a point, I had stopped having as much fun. Now, don't get me wrong. Anyone listening who has been a part of my business through almost the 12 years that I've been doing this, I've loved every phase. and every stage and every experience. And I feel so fortunate. But there were definitely roller coaster rides in this process, a roller coaster ride of being a new mom, a roller coaster ride of now being a single new mom, a roller coaster ride of, you know, having anywhere from 7 to 10 staff members, roller coaster ride of paying payroll every month. I mean, it's the roller coaster ride of moving to a new town and starting all over again. Like, there are roller coaster rides that we all experience. And so all of this to say that what was working was me being me. What was working was my enthusiasm and my excitement. And I didn't have the right copy, and I didn't have the right funnel, and I didn't have the right buttons. And I didn't have any of that. I just was like, oh my gosh, this is revolutionary. And people were coming on board and having these transformational experiences, and they wanted more. And so I kept showing up more, but I made part of my business serious, and I started to follow somebody else's instructions. And in the process, I stopped being the joy. I stopped showing up in the essence that made it fun in the first place. And so for all of you out there, the power of your thoughts isn't to take on somebody else's identity or version of what works. So right now we're bombarded with, you know, try this supplement, try this meal plan, try this business plan, try this AI course, try, right? But what most people don't talk about is, yes, try those things, but don't you dare lose the magic of who you are in the process, because the magic of who you are is what invites people into your world. So whether it's from a business perspective, whether it's from a personal perspective, whether it's from a parenting perspective, right? Excuse me. It's all part of the process. And so as you navigate your journey, what you think needs to change in your life is probably not what needs to change. And so the power of your thoughts is, are you willing to discover who you are at your core? If you strip away what you do, if you strip away who is in your life, if you strip away that you're a parent, right? And I'm not saying not to abandon your duties as wife or mother or father or husband, you know, or business owner, but to see what happens in your own personal journey of uncovering the truth of who you are when you take away the things that you thought made you who you are. So if you take away the amount of money in your bank account, if you take away, I don't know, where you live, and like, I know this might be a foreign concept, but if you had to start all over again, right, what would be the elements of you that you would begin with? And so for all of you out there, as we have been on the other side of two eclipses, and we just had a full moon in Scorpio, which is the sign of transformation, regeneration, death, and rebirth. I happen to be a Scorpio, and I happen to love, right, the constant invitation for each and every single one of us to be the best version of ourselves that we can be. And with that being said, I was fortunate enough to spend the weekend with some really incredible women. And in this process, we're just explaining, like, how lucky are we to just do life in our own way, in the best way that we possibly can? Because look, not everyone's going to like change. Not everyone's going to like personal growth. Some people are just doing the best they can, showing up to work, trying to be kind, trying to put food on the table, right? Trying to just find their corner of peace in the world. And so your thoughts are connected to who you think you are. I'm going to say that again. right? Because this is pretty powerful. Your thoughts are usually connected to who you think you are. So if you think you're not enough, the thoughts that you sort of think about, the thoughts that you allow to take space and resonance in your world will probably be of a similar flavor or theme as not being enough. Now, take you being enough and you start to look at the thoughts in your world, those thoughts are going to match and have a vibration of that core essence of who you think you are, enough or not enough. And so a lot of people go into this practice of changing their thoughts by changing the little ones, like I am powerful, or I am alive, or I am successful. Great. But what happens if you take your core identity, the one responsible for all the themes of thoughts that you think, right? The vibration of thoughts that you think, and you start to work with the core sort of thoughts, the core perspective, the core vibration of who you think you are. If you change that one thing, everything else in your life, it'll be like a domino effect. And I don't know about you, but I've noticed that as we evolve on the planet, as the planet evolves, as we begin to wake up in the age of Aquarius and all these sort of planetary things that are happening, there's a lot that is destructive, or there's a lot that might be dark, or there's a lot of fear. That is going to happen. But guess what? One cannot exist without the other. And so in this, what if you could identify or get to the root of the core sort of belief systems that would radically transform the way you see yourself and the way you see the world? So when I went on this no judgment diet almost 12 years ago, it changed my entire life, right? Because it changed my identity to myself. My old identity was I'm not enough. I'll never be enough. I'm too intense. Nobody likes me, right? All kind of surface. The I'm not enough one was a pretty core one. And I had to go to the root and go, okay, what if I am enough? What if my body is enough? What if there's no problem to solve and nothing wrong and nothing to fix? What would I do with my life if I didn't spend it trying to fix myself? And this is something that I think can contribute to those of you out there that keep spending your time and energy on trying to change something. Instead of using your time and energy to cultivate those core energies, core essences, core senses of self inside yourself, because when you blossom and grow, you create your own universe. When you create your own universe, you attract, right, similar energies that support you growing even more, support you attracting what you've been asking to attract. And so there are usually three core themes, right? I'm not enough, right? And you could say, I'm not good enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not skinny enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not successful enough. I'm not man enough. I'm not tall enough. I'm not short enough. I'm not skinny enough. Like whatever that enough is for you, that's one. I'm not enough. The other is I'm not lovable, right? And I believe it's been a while since I've talked about these. I'm not enough. I'm not lovable. And I think the other one is I don't matter, right? Those sort of three core wounds are are the fundamental frequencies of your foundation that then form the basis of all of your thoughts. And so, for example, if you think you're not enough, and all of a sudden another thought comes in around, oh my gosh, I'm afraid to take a risk. I'm afraid to make this phone call. I'm afraid to ask for what I want, right? And there's 8 billion people on the planet. How many people do you think right now are functioning from a level of fear, right? Like I was just looking at the news today and I was like, oh gosh, US stock market based in fear right now, right? And it's like, wow. And then we buy into it and we go, okay, we better be that. But when you start to sort of change your belief patterns, and so you go from I'm not enough to I am enough, right? You start to grow your own universe. You start to exist and attract in your own vibration. And then a thought of fear comes in, and there's 8 billion people on the planet. So you can't get rid of fear. You can only change your relationship to it. You can't get rid of shame. 8 billion people on the planet. A lot of those 8 billion people functioning from shame, functioning from blame, functioning from fear, functioning from whatever vibration is not necessarily the highest vibration to be a catalyst for your growth. And so if you're like, I need to get rid of fear, I need to get rid of fear, I need to get rid of fear, you'll never be able to get rid of it. But if you go, oh, I am enough. Here's this information of fear coming into my universe. Oh, what if it's not mine? Right? Oh, what if I don't have to react or respond to it? What if I don't have to give it my energy or attention? What if I don't have to go down the rabbit hole with my therapist to talk about my fear that might not actually be mine? I've only made it mine because my core identity has been rooted in I'm not enough. And you take the majority of illnesses, diseases, lack, relationship issues based in I'm unlovable, I'm not enough, and I don't matter. Those three. And so sounds easier, right? Easier said than done, as the saying goes. But the point is that if you are trying to get rid of a fear of heights or a fear of snakes, which I have a terrible fear of snakes, right? Like yesterday I was walking in my car and someone yelled snake. I almost dropped my bag, my keys, my purse. I was like, ah, right? And so like all of us do have some fears. I'm not saying don't have them. What I'm saying is create a different relationship with the ones that keep you from living the life you'd really like to have. Keep you from taking the risks you'd really like to take, right? Keep you from showing up as the best version of yourself every day. So I know this is kind of a long-winded explanation. I like got a lot going on, which is all really good, but each of you has the power to change the core fundamental beliefs that keep you stuck. And when you do that, wow, your life will unfold as if by magic. So I just want to thank you so much for being here, for taking the time to listen. We're going to take a short break and we'll come back for more.
Sometimes TV.
Do you trust you? Do you trust your body? What if the key to unlocking the weight, pain, suffering, fear, anxiety, addictions, traumas, and sorrows was already inside of you? Learn to love the skin you are in so you can create the body, business, and life you love. Everyone always says you can't explain what Catherine does, you just have to experience it. From Hollywood actors to New York Times best-selling authors to some of the world's wealthiest and most successful, no two experiences are the same. for private sessions, online courses, live events, and the latest book Jack Canfield calls Game Changer and should be required reading for everyone, go to KatherineMcIntosh.com. KatherineMcIntosh.com.
Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. OWN Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, OWN Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an OWN Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OWN Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OWN Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OWN Times. Open yourself to the possibilities.
I want to eat apples and bananas. I need to eat apples and bananas. Why can't I eat apples and bananas?
Support the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks to help provide meals to those in need. Join us at feedingamerica.org.
All right, my magical friends. So welcome back. We are talking about the power of your thoughts. And instead of just changing little thoughts, what would happen in your world and in your universe if you really started to change the core vibration of your thoughts, right? Like I give this analogy of what would happen if you built your dream home on a foundation that had termites, or your dream home on a foundation that was old and unstable, right? What we want to do when we're looking at building, at growing, whether it is a business or a family or your investment portfolio or just building a life that you feel satisfied, right? I know a lot of people go for the success, but they don't build the foundation of enjoying the process. They don't enjoy, you know, they don't build the foundation of enjoying and appreciating who they are in the moment. So once they get the success, they're still just as unhappy. I know this all too well, both in business and in my personal life, when I thought, oh, if I just get to, you know, a size 4 and 120 pounds, I'll be happy, right? And I got to 96 pounds, was a size 0, and I woke up, almost died, and was not happy. And so the point is, with the power of your thoughts, you have to be willing to love the process. The process and loving the process is what will create lifelong satisfaction, will create lifelong health, will create lifelong expansion, and to allow you to appreciate that the way that you see the world, no one else in the world sees it the way you do. The way that you know, function in the world and the essence of you, there's only one you. And so when I went from building my business really quickly, and, you know, for me, that was a big feat because I was a brand new mom. I had a 2-month-old. I was scrambling, you know, almost lost the house, had a husband at the time who wasn't working. And, we tried to switch roles and it worked for a bit until it didn't. Nobody was at fault, right? But in that process, I was like, oh my gosh, I saved the house. We got to pay off the mortgage. We got to not have to file for bankruptcy because things got really tight and really scary. And so all of this to say is if you don't really dive in to the elements of you that no one else can take away. And you try to build a dream or build a relationship or build a family or build a house. If your foundation isn't built on your core essence, right? Whatever you build on top of that foundation will not necessarily last the test of time. And so there is nothing wrong with you. There's no problem to solve and there's nothing to fix. And as you journey into this, right, to identify sort of, wow, what are my core beliefs about building a business, if that's what you'd like to do? What are my core beliefs about having the body that I'd like to have? You know, most people, when they want the body they'd like to have, they go on a diet instead of working on their core beliefs, working on their core thoughts about themselves or their core essence. And so I always invite people to look, especially when it comes to anything in life, look at your energy between the ages of 0 and 8, particular 2, 3, 4, because we still have that innocence. We still have that magic. We still have that sense of wonder where anything is possible, right? I remember sitting with my son on his, I think it was his fourth or fifth birthday. We're sitting at the dinner table and he was eating his, you know, roasted chicken and carrots. And I looked at him, I was like, so buddy, what would you like for your fifth birthday? Or maybe it was six, is one or the other. What would you like for your next birthday? And he said, for my next birthday, can you buy me a baby blue convertible Porsche? And I was like, oh my God. This is my 4 or 5 year old asking for his next birthday for a baby blue convertible Porsche. And I was like, oh my God, if this is his perspective and this is his world, you know, kind of jokingly, I'm in trouble. And am I in trouble? Absolutely not. If I know that I can support him in knowing that he has this world where he thinks that anything is possible and he's a big dreamer. And, you know, as he dreams big, I watch, you know, everyone in the world, including sometimes me, accidentally go, oh, no, you can't do that or that can't happen. And so, you know, he has this dream of being a professional in 2 different sports. And most sports go, no, you pick one or the other, right? One or the other. And we've just been having long, really interesting, fascinating conversations about how do we keep his dreams alive, no matter what anyone else says. And, you know, we don't know what's going to happen, but the point is each of us deserves to keep our dreams alive. Each of us deserves to keep our spirit alive, to dive into this world of, am I willing to uncover? So here's a little at-home exercise that you can do is you grab a journal and you pull it out. And whether it's your relationship life, whether it's your business life or starting a new business, whether it's wanting to, you know, become the CEO of the current company that you're working with or for, whatever it is, what you want to do is you write in your journal kind of your dream that you have. And then you write all of the beliefs that you have that you didn't even know you had. Because most people go, okay, to be the CEO, I need to show up at 8 in the morning. I need to work till 8 at night. I need to make, you know, family sacrifices. I need to make life sacrifices. And so you do all the things, you do all the things, you do all the things. And then all of a sudden you realize you're no longer happy. That isn't going to get you anywhere. And so what we want to do is identify these kind of core sort of essences or thought patterns or belief patterns that would actually activate your growth. And I always believe, just my interesting perspective based on personal experience and also based on coaching thousands of people around the world, is your thoughts matter. They really, really do. And so if you're like, I'm going to build a business. And then you're like, I can't. What do you think is going to happen? you're going to create something that probably won't last because your foundation is built on I can't. And so what you do is you take your dreams, you write your dreams, separate dreams, right? Write the dreams, like maybe you take the five top dreams you have for, you know, there's usually five categories of life. There's relationship life, there's your health life, there's your wealth life, there's your business life, and there's your family life, right? So health, wealth, relationships, business, and then kind of life in general. And so you take those and you look at, okay, what are my dreams? What are the five big ones I have? And then you write down, okay, what are some of the beliefs I have that I didn't even know I had? And I'm like, oh, oops, didn't want to look at that, right? What we try to do is we try to pretend that it's not there. But imagine me throwing a dinner party for my favorite people in the world, and you're invited. And in my house, I am a severe hoarder. So I invite 150 people over for dinner, and there's no room for anybody to sit. There's crap all over the dining room table. There's barely even room to move, right? I'm not going to be able to throw a successful party. And so what we have to do is we have to go through and sort through and look at the junk that is taking up precious sort of real estate in our universe when it comes to our thoughts. And so you write down, what are those beliefs? Oh my gosh, I don't think I can do it. Oh, well, last business I built, I was a failure. I disappointed my wife. I don't want to disappoint her again. I'm afraid that, you know, I won't be able to look my children in the eyes. I don't think I can do it. I'm too stressed out. I'm not taking care of myself. You know, we look at, you know, I'm afraid of what people will judge me for. And so looking at those belief systems and those patterns and those thought form structures, right? Because guess what? Like attracts like. So until you clean out the thoughts that you've been hoarding that do not serve your path forward, change your life. Really will change your life. So my invitation to you is look at those little ones and then look at like the theme. What's the theme? What's the theme thought? Oh my gosh, I didn't realize the theme is I'm not enough. The theme is I don't matter. The theme is I think I'll get killed. The theme is no one will ever love me. Right. And then you begin to go, okay, what are some, what's a core thought that really is at my essence? Because the truth is that if it contracts your energy, so I'm not enough, contracts your energy. I don't matter, contracts your energy. I'll never be able to do it, contracts your energy. I'm not enough. I'm too fat. I'm not pretty enough. I'm too old. All of those thoughts are contractive energies, and contractive energies are never part of your essence. The only thoughts that are actually part of your essence are expanded thoughts, thoughts that expand your energy, expand your universe, bring you, you know, fresh air and a new perspective. And so then you want to write down, okay, what are some of those core thoughts and then thoughts that support it that would begin to do it? And so this is about how do you get back to, you know, sort of throw away the thoughts you've been hoarding that don't serve, clean out the clutter in your mental closet or closets, and begin to appreciate that this journey is far more energetic than it is physical. When you get in alignment with who you are, with your essence, and you wake up and you're like, oh my goodness, yeah, then that's where the magic happens. And so there's no right, there's no wrong, only you know. And here's a little feed that I'm going to plug into your universes to get to have you consider, which is if you are trying to become something, if you're trying to take action on something and you haven't created some form of peace of mind within yourself, some sort of form of self-satisfaction, some sort of lowering your cortisol levels and calming your nervous system down, no matter what you do to try to change, it will never actually come to fruition in the way that will be built on a foundation that creates sustainability and longevity. Right? And so for all of you out there, my invitation, and I had no idea how much of an impact this would make in my life until I really dove into committing to it in my life in a daily, on a daily, weekly basis, which is to practice all of the things I could do to regulate my nervous system, to really work on my parasympathetic nervous system. So the parasympathetic nervous system, right, is ruled by the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is one of the longest nerves in the body, right? It goes from the back of the occiput, which is that bone that sticks out in the back of your head. Some people, it sticks out more than others. Mine's quite pronounced. Other people have flat ones, you know, but it's like if you run your finger from your vertebrae on your neck up the middle, like as if you're following your vertebrae, and you hit that little divot inside, and then you hit that bone, and that bone is your occiput. And on the other side is your vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve is responsible for the parasympathetic nervous system. So when you have your nervous system calmed, right, when it feels balanced, when it's reset and you're not in hyper alert and fight or flight or constantly going and really stressed out and full of anxiety, when your nervous system is calmed down, it is easier to make a change. It is easier to connect to your essence. It's easier to listen to your gut intuition. It is easier to make choices that you're certain will help you. And so each and every single one of you are here because you didn't come here to live a mediocre life. You didn't come here to be frustrated and, you know, burnt out and pissed off. You came here because you knew that you had sort of a life to live, a journey to go on, an adventure to live. You came here because you knew that it was possible to create a fantastic life. And as you journey on your life, right? The harder you make it, the harder it gets. The harder it gets, the harder you work to try to change it. And what if it was literally about cleaning out your closets, right? Cleaning out the thought hoarder in you that keeps hanging onto old thoughts, past, right? This full moon in Scorpio that happened last night was about letting go of those thoughts that do not serve you, right? Cleaning out the closets, becoming awake, illuminating them. And in that process, it is life-altering. And so, my friends, here is your invitation to learn to lower your cortisol levels, right? One of the quickest ways to do that, take on a power pose. There's three power poses you can do. One is arms up in the air for 2 minutes, right? Almost like as if you're crossing the finish line, right? The other is to take on Wonder Woman, right? Or Superman, the power pose. Excuse me. And the other one is to interlock your fingers, place them on the back of that occiput where the vagus nerve is, right? Like a businessman in a business suit and a business meeting, you know, sort of putting his hands on the back of his head, leaning back and taking a moment to think about what to say next or to think about how to navigate whatever they are looking at. This is one of my favorite power poses to do. When you do it, you lower your cortisol levels by up to 60% in just a 2-minute time period. Pretty fascinating, right? But when you focus on regulating your nervous system, on making that a priority, then everything else in your life can heal and change and transform. But if you're trying to change absent of regulating your nervous system, it'll be quite hard for your foundation to withstand the changes you're making. So my magical friends, that is all I have for you today. I really hope that you begin to, wherever you are on your journey, find ways, whether it's you meditate, whether it's you take a walk out in nature. I have a labyrinth in my backyard and I went out 2 days ago and just walked with my son. We walked up like 200 yards up to this lookout on the property and we're like, oh, yeah, feel better. And so whatever it is, getting in water, doing a cold plunge, meditating, journaling, quieting your mind, lighting a candle, maybe doing some somatic exercises. And by the way, I have a free download on my website called Healing Your Nervous System, which you can certainly download and it might just serve you. So thank you so much for joining us today for this episode. So for joining us every week, if that you are inspired by us, you can certainly follow me on social media. Catherine McIntosh is the name. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and all YouTube and all the things. So thank you for being here. May you enjoy the rest of your journey, and we will see you next time.
Catherine is not a medical practitioner nor a licensed therapist. She has strong opinions and will express them and truly believes that you are your best advocate for any and every area of your life. If you need medical advice, please consult your physician.